This is a Fox News alert, hoping to avert a strike. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Biden has called on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline, as contract talks have stalled.
A tentative agreement was reached earlier this year, but so far only 8 of 12 unions have ratified that deal. Congress could pass legislation imposing that tentative deal.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The deadline is December 9th. The White House standing in support with the people of China, some of whom have taken to the streets to demonstrate against the country's strict COVID lockdowns.
People should be allowed the right to assemble and to peacefully protest policies or laws or dictates that they take issue with.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. U.S. officials say President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed COVID-19 when they met earlier this month. The teen suspect in a shooting rampage at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, in court to face state charges.
In Erie County, New York,
the defendant pled guilty.
Prosecutor John Flynn, a 19-year-old Peyton Gendron entering pleas in the mass shooting at Top Supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo in May, guilty to 10 counts of first-degree murder, 3 attempted murder charges, a weapons violation, and state domestic terror motivated by hate.
That is per se automatic life without parole.
Gendron's sentencing set for February, though he also faces multiple federal hate crime charges, which carry the potential for the death penalty. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A vigil tonight in Chesapeake, Virginia, to honor the victims of the mass shooting last week at a Walmart. 6 people were killed, 6 others wounded, when police say a manager opened fire. Police say he left a note that claimed he was harassed and that his phone was being hacked. He died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A New York City mother is charged with the murders of her 2 young sons after they were found stabbed to death Saturday.
Damone Fleming was arrested while under mental evaluation on Sunday and charged with murdering her sons, 3-year-old Deshaun and 11-month-old Octavius. Before discovering the children, after being alerted by the father of the youngest child, police say the mother was behaving erratically. Relatives say there have been issues with Damone Fleming, ranging from postpartum depression to family members reportedly saying she had been obsessed with demons and that she thought the children were devils. The boys suffered multiple stab wounds and were pronounced dead at a hospital. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The FBI has confirmed the bones found in a Georgia landfill belonged to a toddler who had been reported missing last month. The mother of Quentin Simon, Leilani Simon, is under arrest. One airline is ditching its customer service phone line support.
Just in time for the busy holiday travel season, if you're flying Frontier Airlines, you're out of luck if you want to chat on the phone with a customer service representative to assist with booking flights or fixing travel issues. According to a Frontier spokesperson, its customer care function has fully transitioned to digital operations after discovering that most of its customers prefer communicating through digital channels. Customers will be able to interact with a chat bot, which can help answer common questions. And a live chat is available 24/7 as well. Frontier isn't the only airline without a customer service phone line. Breeze Airways also doesn't have a call center.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. At the box office this weekend, Black Panther Wakanda Forever taking the top spot for a third week with $64 million in ticket sales during the Wednesday through Sunday holiday period. Strange World in second with $18.5 million and Devotion in third with $9 million. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.